It's Saturday the 6th of April 2013. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is the enhanced audio version of my geekmummy.com blog. Today's blog post is entitled A Trip to See the Lion King on Stage. When I first heard that the musical version of The Lion King was coming to Manchester, I knew I really wanted to take the geek daughter to see it. I'm a great fan of musical theatre. I absolutely love it. And I'm also a big fan of the Disney musical films, which I've recently been enjoying rediscovering with the kids. Since The Lion King stage version opened on Broadway, I've just heard nothing but praise about it. And I've always wanted to see it. And last half term, which is a few weeks ago now, I got my chance. I got tickets for a Wednesday matinee show, and I took the geek daughter out for pizza lunch beforehand. And I kept it all as a big surprise. I didn't tell her where we were going, although I did start dropping her a few clues. So by the time the day rolled around, she knew she was going to Manchester. She knew it was something Disney related, and she knew it had something to do with one of the songs from her Disney songbook. And even in all that knowledge, she still walked right past the theatre with all the signage and logos and everything without spotting them or cottoning on in any way. So we sat and ate our pizza. Whilst we were having our puddings, I noticed that they'd got a large cuddly Simba toy behind the bar in the restaurant. So I told her there was a clue in the restaurant, and with a little bit of nudging in the right direction, she spotted the Simba, and then she guessed we were going to go and see The Lion King, and that's when she got really excited. I'd actually been quite late booking the tickets, although I'd intended to, I just never got round to it. So by the time I booked, there weren't many seats left, and I didn't manage to get my usual favourite location, which is the very front row of the circle. And instead, we ended up in the stalls, and I was a bit worried because I have very mixed experiences in the stalls. And I was worried that we wouldn't be able to see anything, but actually we were quite near the front of the stalls, and it was really the best possible location. So much of the action happens kind of in and around the audience in the stalls that it really felt we were in the middle of the show quite a few times, and that was really good. And you know, they weren't cheap seats. I was very limited on choice, but they were really, really good. Really pleased with where we sat. So I think the best place to sit for this show is front stalls, definitely. The show was just amazing. I love Disney's attention to detail, and you could spot things like, you know, they had puppets or costumes or props that only came out for a few seconds during the show. But what they managed to do was really create the feel of the film, all the same story elements. It just felt longer and richer. There was extra music and extra songs written just for the stage show, but all done in the same style as the original movie score. And again, this feeling of immersion carried on because they had two whopping great African drum kits up either side of the stage in boxes, almost as part of the audience. So you really felt that you were inside the music as well. And oh, the puppets, because of course it's all animals, so they're all done with puppets. And again, it was that attention to detail with, you know, blending of puppet and human actor, and the human actors really taking on the characteristics of the animals. And in some cases, they just had an animal headdress to show which animal they were, but you really believed that they were that animal. You know, Simba himself appears in a number of different forms as a shadow puppet, a stick puppet, and then both child and adult actors, all done brilliantly. Pumba the warthog, a huge puppet completely encasing the actor, whereas Timon the meerkat, it's a much smaller puppet. It sort of stands on the feet of the actor playing him, and the actor playing him is stood behind, covered in just green. But you kind of forgive that, and it all just works. It's just brilliant. And I really can't do this show justice. It has to be seen. And whilst The Lion King isn't one of the Geek Daughter's favourite movies, and it's not really a natural choice for a conversion to a musical, she loved it as much as I did, and she's already told me she wants to go and see it again. So it was a great treat for both of us. On my blog today, I've included the video trailer for the show, which gives a bit of a feel for the experience, but really doesn't do it justice. It's the kind of show where I could pause the trailer video anywhere, and I could spend a few minutes pointing out little details that you'd only spot if you saw the show on stage. So if you get the chance to see it, I highly, highly recommend it. It was a brilliant, brilliant show. You can find my blog at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you for listening.